influence us.
The way that I'm pursuing change is through party politics. However, I do think there is a really important role for protest in any healthy democracy.
The new series of Political Thinking with me, Nick Robinson.
This is not a politician's answer. I don't change my opinion on anything just because I've had a promotion.
Finding out what makes politics personal.
I'm very competitive in sport and in politics.
You were about to say in everything.
In everything.
Yeah. The new series of Political Thinking with Nick Robinson starts this Saturday afternoon at 5:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Comedy Now on Radio 4 as we head to Cornwall and join Dawn French and the gang. Recorded in front of an audience at the Acorn Theatre, Penzance, this is Was On Cornwall.
La 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 la.
Ah, Cornwall. Spectacular beaches, gorgeous countryside, and of course, delicious cream teas. Hashtag jam first. But there's so much more to this magical land, like low wages, poor transport links, and those spectacular beaches. They're covered in plastic and sewage. Join me, Dawn French, as we explore the Cornwall you don't see on Doc Martin, because nobody here can get a GP appointment. This is Was On Cornwall.
La, 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 la.
Hi, I'm Jess.
And I'm LJ.
And we work at the Royal Hotel Penzance.
You're in debt, you can't even afford a foreign holiday, and your wife's blatantly having an affair.
Everything all right, LJ?
Yeah, just giving Mr. Arnold in room 6 his wake-up call.
Excuse me. Excuse?
Yes!
There's an ashtray in my room.
Yeah?
Well, I thought this was a non-smoking hotel.
It is. That's why the ashtray's got a no-smoking sign on it. Use your eyes.
OK. Well, I'd like to make a complaint.
Sure, here's the form.
Today is mad, isn't it? Earlier, someone asked me how they're supposed to fill their kettle up.
Like, clearly they have to fill it from the sink in their bathroom. Yes, it's undignified, but you're not at home now.
She said it didn't fit.
Yeah, well, tell her it does. She just needs to bend down, get the angle. So lazy.
Here's my form.
Great.
You've just shredded it.
Yeah, really good for the environment, shredded paper. Rats love it.
Oh, God, it's him from room 6.
Is this about your wake-up call, Mr. Arnold?
Yes, it is. Of course it is.
Right.
You've literally woken me up. I am in debt, as it happens. I'm almost certain my wife is having an affair. And you know what? I think I do deserve a foreign holiday. I really do. Thank you so much. I really needed that wake-up call. You realised... Of course, I've missed the meeting I required it for because I've been so upset.
Whoops!
But I've gained so much more. I'm ready to change my life. Thank you. I'd like to check out, please.
You'd like to check out 3 days early, Mr. Arnold. Are you sure?
I certainly am.
Yes!
Welcome to Caroline Quentin's It's My Quaint Cornwall, Not Yours. I've been scouring the Cornish countryside to root out any traditions left unpublicised so that I can be the first civilised person to tell you about it. My beloved quaint Cornwall is a county like no other.
'Tis a duchy, you stupid git.
And it's all thanks to funny-looking chaps like Jack Rowe, who doggedly refused to let go of the past.
My name is Jack. I'm from Lamorna. I'm 53 years old, and I'm 26-time ferret trouser-legging champion.
So, Jack, tell us about this sport. How does it work?
Basically, 'tis how long you can cope with a ferret down your trousers. The first rule of Ferret Trouser Legging Club is you can't wear underwear. The animal must run free flow with minimal obstructions.
Lovely.
Rule number... Ooh. 2 is you gotta tightly tie both trouser legs at the bottom and securely fasten your belt. You do not want that ferret escaping or it's game over.
Fabulous. And when will you begin?
I started an hour ago.
Golly gosh. gosh. And is there a particular uniform one wears when competing?
You'll notice I went from white to trousers. That is the preferred colourway, since you can see any blood seepage that occurs as she bites.
Oh, yes. No, I can really see that coming through now, Jack. Gee whiz. She's really going for it. Tooth and nail in there. Or should I say tooth and claw? What made you decide to keep this tradition going, Jack?
What doesn't kill you makes your balls like a walnut.
Now listen, thanks so much. And to all you at home, tune in next week when I'll be meeting five-time raffle winner Audrey and her psychic basset hound. Cheerio!
Thanks for calling Kerner Insurance. How can I take your money today?
Well, hey there. I'm bringing my family to Cornwall, and someone told me we'll need special holiday insurance.
That's correct. Cornwall is a terribly dangerous place where literally anything could happen.
Is it? It's hardly Afghanistan.
Have you heard about weaver fish stings? Imagine the Taliban in fish form. That's what we're dealing with here. Of course, our policy also covers you for seagull assault.
Seagulls assault people?
Daily and without mercy.
I don't think that's likely to happen.
We've also got a roundabout called Chiverton Cross, where nobody knows which lane they're meant to be in, and no laws apply. It's like Mad Max Fury Road.
That does sound dangerous, but
Could fall down a mine shaft.
We'll be careful.
You could step on a weaver fish.
You already said that.
Ah, but this is a different weaver fish. In a coordinated attack, one stings you on each foot and then you fall over and another one goes up your bum.
How would insurance help with that?
We'd cover the cost of the therapy. I'm telling you, Cornwall is hell on earth.
We'll take our chances.
Wait! I haven't told you about the pasties.
Those delicious meat pies you have?
Precisely. There's always the risk that you'll get to the shop and all they've got left is a cold cheese and onion.
Honey, I'm calling off the Cornwall trip. We'll take that walking tour of North Korea.
All right, settle down, children. For our enrichment activity today, we're obliged to welcome Kerry Kerner from the St. Kieran Oral History Society. Once again, she is going to go on and on and on about some of our local Cornish myths and legends, or something.
So, the legend I'm going to deep delve into today is Jack the Giant Killer. Let's set the scene, shall us? Jack the Giant Killer was just a regular-sized young Cornish lad like many of you, sat there picking his spots and thinking, shall I stay on for sixth form or shall I just piss about in Camborne with a crack pipe?
Why are you looking at me?
I wasn't looking at you much. I was wondering if you were suddenly confronted by a hideous monster like Giant Cormoran, the creature who lived upon St. Michael's Mount, what would you do?
Sir, I'm not comfortable with the term giant. It's negative in sizes.
So, to clarify, class, this story is completely fictional.
Right, well, try telling that to the poor buggers in Mars Island. Because by day, Cormoran, the not giant, slumbered on St. Michael's Mount, his scary snores reverberating around the bay like thunder. His blow-offs were like a foul crack of wind from France. His wee was like a flood of smelly water, like what comes out of a vase when flowers have gone off. His bumhole...
Yeah, thank you, we get the picture.
So then one evening, a local lad named Jack the Lad decided to stop the carnage. He swam over the sea to St. Michael's Mount and set a trap. Giant Cormoran woke, shouting, fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be him alive or be him dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. Moments later, the ground gave way and Cormoran tumbled into the trap. Jack finished him off by stoving in his ugly skull. Bash! Bash! Die, you great wanking tuss! Oh. He then cut out the Colossus's heart, threw it onto the ground and stamped it flat, whereupon it turned to stone. Jack went on to rescue a beautiful maiden from the castle on the mount, in which a wicked wizard had imprisoned her, and her father granted Jack her hand in marriage.
Not being funny, but was the relationship consensual, miss? Because otherwise the woman was essentially sex trafficked.
Of course it was consensual. The maiden was gagging for it, wasn't she? Because it was Jack the bloody giant killer. His legend. Like, you know, dishy Harry Styles, all clothed in a sequin jumpsuit with his lovely nips poking out and a great big sexy chest tattoo.
Bit inappropriate.
I totally agree. And anyone who feels traumatised, emotionally challenged, or just a bit wibbly-wobbly will be offered the opportunity of counselling over a Ginster steak slice with a qualified adult health care user.
Who?
Me. Anyway, thank you all for enjoying my talk, and may you rest in peace. Amen.
Hi, I'm Trevor Thomas, General Manager here at Pengo Bills, Cornwall's leading department store, Elugan Branch. I'm freezing my nips off because our prices are so generous. I've actually given you the shirt off my own back. Over to you, Tracy.
Yeah, you heard him right. I'm Tracy. I run the menswear department. We've got the latest Goon Marnie suits. 100% polyester, so they retain their shine. Wash after wash. Size-wise, we stock extra, extra, extra small to extra, extra, extra large. Wait, no, that's just extra, extra, extra small or extra, extra, extra large.
Thanks, Tracy. When you've had a full morning shopping, we know there's nothing better than sitting down to a nice hot sausage roll. That's why we've opened our new Mediterranean-inspired restaurant to tantalise your taste buds. La Taverna is run by Chef Pam, proud holder of the prestigious NVQ Level 2.
It's Pat, actually.
What's on the menu today, Pat?
Five bird pie.
Mmm, sounds exotic.
Bit of pigeon, sparrow, chuff, that sort of thing. Oh, locally sourced from Lord Falmouth's woods when he's not here.
You're joking, right?
Yeah, if you like.
She's joking. So, come on down. Five-star quality for one-star prices. From me and all the team at Pengo Bills, it's bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers.
Swimming, middle of January, good old Cornish sea, you can't beat it.
You can't.
Boost the old immune system, haven't had a cold for weeks.
Not for weeks, flu jumps just bounce off.
Stress just falls away.
It falls away, out in the briny, having a care in the world.
Not a care.
Not a monkey.
Not a tuppenny toss.
Heart light as a butterfly.
Light as a bird.
Light as a kitten.
And it helps the old circulation.
Johnny said it's like sharing a bed with an arga.
Boost the libido.
Brandy arga.
And the ocean is a natural exfoliant.
It's natural shampoo.
It's a natural toothpaste.
Natural high.
A natural rush.
It's Mother Nature's heroin.
Right. Ready?
Lasoline is a rotten egg.
Oh, God! Ah, I can't feel my legs! Ah. Help me! I can't feel my face!
I want to die!
I want to die! Who else needs set up?
Oh, set me right up.
Same time tomorrow.
All right, lads. We're in the desert. 200 miles behind enemy lines, running low on supplies and ammo, and Adolf himself is gunning for us. And I won't deny, we've been handed a bit of a sticky wicket. But there's a new chap here HQ thinks we ought to listen to. Oh, God. I know. But look, this bloke's come all the way from 11th New Key Battalion, parachuted in, middle of the night, walked through barbed wire and minefields just to get here. We might be about to be overrun by 8 regiments of Rommel's finest. but I think we can give him a moment of our time, don't you?
Oh. Yeah, go on then, all right.
All right, sir. Floor's yours.
Right on then, my beauties, I tell him all. We're going to go round the back and we'll give him a bloody good slap and then we'll take on the bloody victory and all we bloody right on, we'll kick it right at the bloody arm.
Good God, sir. I can't believe we didn't think of that. What an inspiring speech. Do you know, I really think we might be able to turn this thing around. What do you say, chaps? Hip hip!
Hooray!
Yeah, right on there, my darling. Oh, yeah. We'll build a glorious new LB bloody like the sun ticket, dear Robin.
Oh, sir, now you're just being silly.
Now we come to St. Piran's Well. Legend has it that a wise old hermit once lived in the well. Ask him a question, and if you're very lucky, for a small fee, the spirit of the hermit may actually reply. We call this the Cornish Oracle.
Oh, what fun! Hello, Mr. Hermit. Is it true that all the Cornish eat is pasties?
Hello. Where are you two, my lovely?
Oh, I'm from London.
Oh, dear. Had a cousin went to London once. When I saw him next, he told me, in London, the trains live under the ground. And there's loads of people on them, but no one talks to each other. You try engaging with someone, they'll cut their ears off and throw them at you.
Yes, but I asked.
Londoners are so rude. My cousin told me if you walk too close to one, they push you under a bus. And the bus is made of gold. London's so expensive, my cousin bought a bag of chips. Cost him a kidney. He said to me, I could have just fried up my own kidney.
I don't understand.
The Cornish Oracle is all wise. Consider your question answered.
Weren't you in luck? That was amazing. £10, please.
You're watching BBC Southwest. Coming up later, it's Love Island Cornwall. 10 sexy contestants soak up the sun on St. Michael's Mount, wearing nothing but a thick jumper, a cardigan, a coat, waders, and another jumper. But first, a brand new gritty detective drama from the makers of Scandi Noir, The Bridge.
Detective Inspector Justin Ellicott, Southeast Cornwall Police. What are we looking at, Mills?
Over here, sir, in the body bag.
Sorry, I always like to undo me trousers before crouching down to look at crime stuff.
I should warn you, sir, it's pretty messy.
My God, what kind of monster cuts a normal-sized scone in half and dumps it in the middle of the Tamar Bridge?
Sorry, sir, I've just never seen that much jam.
Strawberry. And it's pure. Better check the cream. Open wide, son. Here comes a finger.
Take your finger out of that young man's mouth and step away from my crime scene.
Who the hell are you?
Detective Inspector Vicky Trethorne, South Devon Police. And that's right, I'm a woman.
This is Cornwall Police business. You're out of your jurisdiction.
Sorry, I can't understand a word you're saying.
I said, this is a Cornish matter. We don't need you coming down near with your airs and graces.
Nope, didn't get any of that. Me, police, you farmer?
I'm not a bloody farmer. I'm a lone maverick who don't play the rules and often has the chief all over his ass.
Calm down, I'm just messing. But this scone is clearly on the Devon side of the bridge.
Actually, ma'am, it looks to be right on the border.
Good work, officer. Remind me to have weird emotionless sex with you later. But who would commit such a terrible act of GBH?
GBH?
Grievous bakery harm. It's clearly the work of a Devonian. They spread the cream first, then the jam on this half.
But on this half, it's jam, then cream, which is obviously wrong.
You take that back right now.
Detectives, please. The scone falls under the jurisdiction of Cornwall and Devon. You'll have to work together.
I'll get this scone into an evidence tin and take it to the lab.
Forensics?
No. For this, we need the experts. We're going to Andy May's bakery.
Has everyone got shells and pebbles?
Yes, miss.
Great. Wooden canvas are on the back table. Ava, glue pots. Lola, aprons. Check your targets, everyone. Back of your books. Well done, Ella. Nice and quick. That's it, Rocco. Get your shells out. Make a nice picture on your canvas. Your seagulls were great last time. Maybe you could make some more. Chloe, your pebble people went down a storm. More of that, please. No, you can't go to the toilet, Josie. We don't have time for that. That's it. Keep it up, everyone. Time is money. Come in.
Ah, Miss Trelawney, I just came in to see how everything was going on here in year two.
Oh, headmaster, I'm glad you're here.
How many we got?
132 seagulls, 261 pebble families. We'll have more than 100 driftwood beach huts by this afternoon. And Alice has decoupaged more than 1,000 oyster shells.
Brilliant. We've got year one upcycling gin bottles with fairy lights. And the whole of Key Stage 2 have organised a production line of sea glass jewellery. All ready to go to every gift shop in Cornwall in time for Easter. At this rate, we'll be able to pay the electricity bill from last Christmas. There might even be some money left over for new glue sticks. Ah, well done, children. Keep up the good work. Josie, we all need the toilet. Oh, all right, who's got the bucket?
Modern life is so hectic, we all need to take some time to relax. But what if we could relax to some cool tunes and learn a new skill at the same time? Does this sound like music to your ears? Then it's time for you to pop along to String and Ting, Red Ruth's premier reggae and macrame night. Listen to the lilting sounds of the Caribbean as you ease your way into a new hobby. Hosted by Lillian Trelubbock, who has been happily half-hitching since 1973. Enhance your evening with natural herbs available at a nominal cost in collaboration with the Vaped Crusader Vape Shop of Tuckin Mill. Here are some testimonials from a few of our happy customers.
Yeah, it was really... yeah.
I loved it. I made a plant thing for plants, I think. Sorry, what was the question?
It's amazing the things you can do with a little bit of baler twine and a watermelon vape. I have no idea where the time went.
Join us at String and Ting, Red Ruth's premier reggae and macrame night. Learn a handy new skill while you chill.
Skipper, we've got contact 3 clicks to the east.
Put it on the speakers, Henderson. My God. You hear that slight reverb every fourth rotation? It's our old friend, Admiral Smolensky. Smolensky's boxed us in, damn it. What to do? What to do?
Oh, Jetsons of fuel, make it look like you sank. Turn your transponders off and flood both your tanks. They'll come close to look, and that's when you strike. Send them all to a watery grave.
Are you locked in a battle with your Russian arch nemesis? You'll be needing our new Shanty Singer Naval Strategy subscription service. Available when and where you need it. And you can choose how to pay.
I don't understand. How did those singers get here? We're thousands of feet underwater.
Does it matter, Henderson? If we follow their plan, this battle's as good as won.
But of course it matters, Skipper. Can they teleport? Because if that technology's available, it'll change everything. National borders will become meaningless. The world will be plunged into chaos.
Oh, don't overthink how we get in or out. You'll upset yourself, it'll lead to self-doubt. Just heed our advice and follow our plan. It'll all work out just fine.
Oh, bloody hell! It's Smolinski! Do what they said! Do what they said! Nice. Thank you, Shanty Singers.
Wherever you are.
Shanty Singer Naval Strategy Subscription Service cannot be held liable for damage to underwater craft, docking ports, or secret military installations. Warning, product may contain nuts. Excuse me.
What's on?
Do you live here in St. Ives?
Aye.
Mavis, darling, come here. A real-life local Cornish man.
Oh, let me see. Golly, look at him.
What's on?
An actual Cornish man. He should be in a museum. Well, what do you do?
A fisherman.
Where do you live?
There.
Oh, in that little cottage on the harbour? I thought you lot all lived in houses on the outskirts, you know, away from the pretty places, so as not to ruin them for the holiday makers.
Oh, it's lovely. Can we buy it, Roger? Can we? Say we can.
Listen here, Cornish man. I want your cottage. I want to live in it for one weekend a year. I want it so we don't see fishermen like you moping around the harbour fishing for fish in their flipping fishing boats. No doubt it's been in your family for generations. We'll soon quash that. Will you accept £750,000 for it?
Go on then.
You drive a hard bargain, commoner. I'll give you 1.5 for it. Take it or leave it. Cash. Marvellous. Here's my solicitor, Martin Martinsons from Martin Martinsons and Sons and His Sons.
Hello! Martin Martinsons from Martin Martinsons and Sons and His Sons. I always holiday with my clients. Great to snap up another Cornish property for the portfolio. Goodbye, Cornish man, forever.
Here's the contract. Sign here and here.
And here's a briefcase with your money.
You'll notice I now have right as owner to rent it back to your family for a grossly inflated rate over the next unaffordable lifetime. And last but by no means least, the cottage's name, Trelowen. Cornish language nonsense, right?
It means happy home.
New name, the Airbnb house.
I love it, darling.
Fare thee well, Cornish man. We're off to buy more properties. Come along, Mavis.
Coming.
I should let you in a secret. This house isn't even mine. I only rented it for the last 3 months. I could never afford to buy something in my home village, but thanks to those twits, I can now. I'll be seeing you.
Was on Cornwall starred Kieran Clarke, Anna Curl, Tamsin Kelly, Joe Neary, Edward Rowe and me, Dawn French. It was written by James Henry, Morwenna Banks, Max Davis, Gareth Edwards, Nick Griffiths, Jane Harvey, Anna Curl, Tamsin Kelly, Edward Rowe, Rosie Shoshich and Alex Smith. The script editor was James Henry. The music was by The Jolly Strumpets and the producer was Simon Nichols. It was a Mighty Bunny production for BBC Radio 4. Cheers and go.
The final episode in the series is at the same time next week when we'll meet the UK's first Cornish Prime Minister. There's bad news for Tracy. The Archers is after the news.
On BBC Radio 4.
The first day of shooting started off as most movies do, with a sense an event was about to happen.
The debut novel from Tom Hanks.
Bob Falls trooped down the gangway with a few hundred other Marines.
About the making of a movie inspired by a comic book.
He spent the most time going over the panels of Heroes Under Fire.
The making of another major motion picture masterpiece by Tom Hanks.
He pointed to the Marine, the one shooting the stream of fire.